بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد continuing reading what the author he had mentioned رحمه الله تعالى in the chapter he has entitled بابو ذكري الكبر the chapter with regards to the mention of arrogance. It has preceded that the author رحمه الله تعالى he has began with the major sins of the heart, and he has clarified the reason for this, and that is that the heart is the foundation, and that it is the source of rectification and likewise corruption. And the author, he clarified that with the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma specifically, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan, that verily in the body there is a piece of flesh, idha salahat salaha al-jasadu kulluhu, and if it is upright then the whole body will likewise be upright, idha fasadat fasada al-jasadu kulluhu ala wa hiya al-qalb, and if it is corrupted, then likewise the whole body will be corrupted. Meaning, according to the rectification of the heart or the corruption of the heart, then in turn, the actions and the statements of that individual, that which he works with his body parts will be accordingly. So now, with regards to this affair, beginning with the issues of the heart, it's as if the author, he's clarifying for us examples of what will occur whenever the heart becomes corrupted with specific sicknesses and illnesses, and beginning with this issue here of al-kibr. And if we remember the definition of al-kibr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he defined the meaning of arrogance and the narration that had preceded that the author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that al-kibru bataru al-haq wa ghamtu al-nas, to refute and to deny and to not accept the truth whenever it comes, and likewise to belittle and to put down the people, to belittle the people and to put them down. So it is known that al-kibru, as the author he's mentioning here, this is something in the heart, and this is from the mannerism, this is a khuluq. This is a foul manner and conduct that it lies in the heart. Its place is in the heart. Arrogance is in the heart. But the reality of this issue here is that it must be displayed on the body parts. So if the heart has kibr in it, then the body parts will display that. And the fruits and the results of the presence of that kibr and arrogance in the heart, it will be displayed. It will be displayed. So this is something that one should take note of. And this is the clarification. If the heart becomes corrupted, then likewise the body as well becomes corrupted. So specifically, if the heart becomes corrupted with arrogance, what will the body parts do? They will reject the truth. They will not comply to the truth. They will not accept the truth. They'll deny the truth whenever it comes. And this means that he will deny the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, that which is upon him, or the rights of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will belie that and deny that, or he will not accept that and comply to that. Yani ala darajat, according to different levels. According to different levels. And likewise, he will not give the people their rights that they deserve, and he will belittle them, and he will look down upon them, and he will transgress the limits with regards to them. This is the results and the outcome of the presence of kibr in the heart. The presence of the kibr in the heart. إِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. If that flesh is corrupted, then the whole body will be corrupted. Verily, it's the heart. So here, whenever the heart is afflicted with this disease here, the result of that is that the body parts will work this corruption and this evil. And this is a great evil to reject the truth, and to belie the truth, and to deny the truth, and to not accept the truth whenever it comes. And likewise, it's such a great evil to look down on the people, and to belittle the people, and to find fault with the people, and to look at them with eyes of despicability, and to consider them lowly and lesser than one. This is something that is foul. So al-kibru is maradun fil qalbi wa fil nafs. Yani it's a disease that's in the heart. It's a disease that's in the heart, in the soul of a person. And whenever he acts upon that, now the action of that is called a takabbur. A takabbur. Kibr min kabura. Kabura shay'in kana kabiran. Kana kabiran. And whenever it's in the heart, you say about him, fulanu fi nafsihi kibrun. So-and-so, he has kibr. Waliyadhu billah, in his heart, in his soul. But whenever that is displayed in his statements, and whenever that is displayed in his actions, now it's considered a takabbur. A takabbur. Takabbara fulanun ala fulan. Or takabbara fulanun ala al-haq. Like this. And this issue of al-kibr, wa takabbur, this requires for there to be something else as well. And in the person, he has arrogance in his heart, and this requires for him to belittle something. And so there is al-mutakabbir, the one who has al-kibr in his heart, and he works upon that, he's called mutakabbir. Mutakabbir. Yani his one is arrogant and haughty and pride and boastful. But this word here requires for there to be al-mutakabbar alayhi, the one that he is pride and boastful against, or the one who is he's arrogant towards, the one that he feels that he is higher and better than, and thinks that he's better than. There has to be something there, something else there. So kibr will not be in the soul by itself, but rather it's in the soul of a person, and he sees himself to be better than others, or better than another, or higher than something. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave this definition, al-kibru bataru al-haq. Bataru al-haq. So he thinks he's bigger than the truth. He thinks he's bigger than the truth. Bataru al-haq al-batar. It also means a takabbur. It also means a takabbur. Yani to yatakabbar al-haq fala yakbaluhu. That he thinks he's bigger and better than this issue here, than the truth, and he will not accept it. He will refuse and he will reject it. So a takabbur, there has to be something there. In his heart, it's present, and likewise, this means and necessitates that he feels that he's higher than something else. That he's higher than something else. That he's better than something else. Or someone else. وَغَمْطُ النَّاسِ. And to belittle the people. And to belittle and look down upon the people. So therefore, the kibr will cause a person to have a takabbur, yani yatakabbar. Either he will make takabbur ala al-haq, or he will make takabbur ala al-khalq. He's either going to be making kibr and be arrogant towards the truth and not accept it, or he's going to be arrogant and haughty towards the people and belittle them and take their rights. And belittle them and take their rights. In both cases, the one who denies the truth, or a portion of the truth that's obligatory to accept, then he deserves to be punished in the fire. And the one who takes the rights of the people unlawfully, belittling them and taking their rights and transgressing their limits, then likewise he deserves to be punished in the fire. And this type of person, he does not have the promise of entering paradise. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in this narration, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. That no one will enter paradise, the one who has the smallest ant's weight of pride or arrogance in his heart, because the presence of that pride in his heart causes him to act in this manner, causes him to act in this manner, causes him to reject some of the truth that's obligatory for him to accept and to comply to, causes him to deny the rights of others and to transgress and to violate the rights of others by belittling them and looking down upon them, and therefore taking their rights unlawfully. And the one who does these affairs, then he's threatened with the fire, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So if the person, he was going to make kibr, or he has kibr, and then he made takabbur, and he was arrogant and boastful and haughty against the truth entirely, then this type of kibr is disbelief. Is disbelief. And this is what happened with Iblis, Aba wastakbara. He refused the command of Allah entirely. He refused the command of Allah Azza wa Jal entirely. Wastakbara. And he was haughty and pride and arrogant. Wakana min al-kafirin. And he was from the disbelievers. And he was from the disbelievers. So there's a type of kibr that is disbelief. That is disbelief. And this is the type of kibr that would carry a person arrogance and pride and haughtiness, that would carry a person to deny the truth entirely, to deny the truth entirely, to reject the haqq entirely. And this is major disbelief. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And likewise, this is the kibr that the mushrikun, they were upon as well. And Allah, He mentioned about them, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Allah, He mentioned about them that verily, whenever it's said to them, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, they're arrogant and they reject it. They're arrogant and they reject it. And they say, are we really going to leave our gods for some crazy poet? And so this arrogance caused them to reject the truth entirely. This is major disbelief. This is major disbelief. And likewise, al-kibr and al-takabbur, wa al-istikbar, this is also the way of the Jews. This is all also the way of the Jews. And it prohibited them also from believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, He mentioned about them, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ استكبرتم. How come every time a messenger comes to you with something that your souls do not desire, then you are boastful and arrogant. استكبرتم وَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. And a group of them, you killed them. Or a group of them, you belied them. And a group of them, you killed them. And so that which carried the Jews to disbelieve in the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to disbelieve in their own Prophet Musa alayhi salam was al-istikbar, kibr, arrogance and pride. So this is something that is a major sin that if it would carry a person to reject the truth entirely, to reject La ilaha illallah, or to reject Muhammad Rasulullah, or if his arrogance and pride caused him to reject the salah and to leave off the prayer, or to reject and to belie and to deny something that is known from the obligations of al-Islam by necessity. شَيْءٌ يُعْلَمُ مِنْ الدِّينِ بِالضَّرُورَةِ. He denied that and belied that. He belied the obligation of salah, or he belied the obligations of al-Islam that are well known. This type of kibir here is major disbelief. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. If it's lesser than that, then it's a major sin. If it's lesser than that, then it's a major sin. And the kibr that's in the heart, it has to be displayed. It has fruits, and it's displayed in the speech, it's displayed in the manners, it's displayed in the conduct, it can be displayed in the walk, and displayed in the talk, and the manners he comes and goes, and the likes like this is displayed, and it will be shown, and it is known. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forbade this, and He mentioned in His book, and we see here, the author, He mentioned the first verse in this chapter, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورًا. That Allah, He does not love those who are arrogant and amazed with themselves and boastful. Arrogant and amazed with themselves and boastful. Everyone who is like this, Allah, He does not love that person who has these attributes. This is in the chapter of Surah An-Nisa. At the end of the verse, the verse of the 10 rights. An indication that those who have these attributes here, they belie their rights and they deny their rights and they will not fulfill the rights that are upon them. And this disease in their hearts carries them to do that, that they are haughty and arrogant and boastful. But likewise, Allah, He mentioned any similar like this in Surah Al-Luqman. And Allah, He mentioned about the wasiya of Luqman to his son and the advice that He gave him. And from that, He said, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. That Allah, that He told him and He gave him advice, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your face away from the people in pride. And this is the outcome of that, or one of the examples of that in the action, that a person, he will raise his face and turn his face away from the people, and he will look down upon them, and it will be seen in his manners and his conduct and how he speaks to the people, and how he will turn his face out of pride, and the likes, like this, raising his nose in the air against the people and turning away from them like they're nothing, like they're nothing. And this is the advice of Luqman to his son: don't be like that. Don't be like that. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, and don't walk in the earth boastful likewise. So also the pride and arrogance can be seen in the walk. The pride and the arrogance can be seen in the walk. There'll be a person who's walking and you can see in his walk that he's arrogant and that he's conceited and that he's haughty. You can see him from a distance the way that he's walking. You can see him in a distance the way that he's walking and see that person, a'udhu billah, he's walking over there like he's the king of the kings. And the like he's the man, and the likes like this. This is an indication that his heart is corrupted, and it's displayed in his actions. Rather, it's displayed in his walk. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is something that has been forbidden. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Because Allah, He does not love everyone who's مُخْتَال. The مُخْتَال is the one who's مُعْجِب with his self, and متكبر, he's amazed with himself, and he is arrogant and boastful. فخور, the one who's bragging and boastful and bragging against the people and displaying his goodness and his virtue over the people and letting them know that and telling them that. Allah, He does not love this person. Allah, He does not love this person. So the issue here is that, yani, this is in the heart, and whenever it's there, the actions are corrupted. Whatever is there, and the actions are corrupted, and it could come to the extent that he has been corrupted entirely and left Islam, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, because of kibr. Or it could be lesser than that, and this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning in this narration, and it could lead a person to major disbelief, and this is a great disease in the heart. And it could be also in the clothing, or in the speech, or in the dealings with the people. And it has come, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَى مَنْ جَرَّ إِزَارَهُ بَطَرًا. That Allah, He will not look at the person on the day of resurrection. He will not look at him, the one who drags his thobe out of pride and arrogance. مَنْ يَجُرُّ إِزَارَهُ بَطَرًا. The one who drags his lower garment, he drags it out of pride and arrogance. Allah will not look at him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees everything at all times. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. But here the people of knowledge, they mention, لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ نَذَرَ الرَّحْمَةِ. نَذَرَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. He will not look at him from the aspect of mercy. He will not look at him with the aspect of mercy or forgiveness, meaning he will be neglected in punishment. And he will be neglected in punishment and the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is because of dragging his garment. Some people, they will have pride and arrogance with their garments and with their clothing, and they will feel like they're better than others, and they have better than others, and more virtuous than others with their garments and with their clothing, and likewise in the walk, and so on and so forth. So this is something that is in the heart, and the fruits, they are displayed on the body parts. And this is a detailed clarification of the interpretation of the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir. An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhuma. We understand how the relationship is here. This is a very great benefit. A very great benefit in this, from the arrangement of the author. Now, the last thing he mentioned, yani, was the hadith of An-Nu'man. Then he mentioned this chapter. And then he mentioned this chapter. And then the definition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the kibr is in the heart. But the definition of that and the reality of that is that one will reject the truth with his body parts. He will reject the truth with his body parts. Or some of the truth. Some of the truth. Or a portion of the truth that's obligatory for him to accept. So those who reject the sunnah when it comes to them, or they reject the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and do not comply to them, or they perpetrate blatantly the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they know this is from kibr in the heart, and takabbur, yatakabbar ala Allah Azza wa Jalla wa ala ahkamihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's being boastful and arrogant and pride and proud against and towards the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His legislation. And likewise, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what carried him to do that? Arrogance in his heart. Many times you will find the imam, alhamdulillah, maybe not in our masjid so much, alhamdulillah, but many times you will see this, the imam in many masajid, he will call the people to put their feet together. And you'll find one of them, he will not do it. He will refuse to do it. You tell him, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَتُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفُكُمْ أَوْ يُخَلِّفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And he'll mention the threat of the messenger and the importance of making the line straight, and then he will not do it. He said, brother, can you put your foot, can you scoot closer? And maybe sometimes they'll scoot further away. Why? What caused him to do that? What moved his feet in that manner? This is an example. That's called batarul haqq. Where does batarul haqq come from? He's refusing the truth. He's rejecting the truth. Somebody told him in a good way, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, we're supposed to stand foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder in the prayer. We're supposed to have our ranks tight and good. And then he refused to do that whenever he's advised in a good manner. What caused him to refuse? Something in his heart. What is that thing in his heart called? Kibr. Kibr. If there is the mithqal dharra of that in the heart, you're not into paradise. This is a dangerous thing. This is a dangerous affair. A believer, he has to really examine himself and look into his dealings and how he moves with the people and how he moves through his day and how he acts and the likes like this, and because what is in the heart moves him. So what is in the heart moves a person. If the kibr is in his heart, is going to move him like this. If humility and humbleness is in his heart, he's going to move another way. He's going to move another way. If the love of Allah in his heart, is going to move one way. If the love of the dunya is in his heart, he's going to move another way. And so a believer, he will learn about these affairs, as we have seen before, previously, so that a believer can be aware of them and he can strive to examine himself and he truthfully, and then work on removing these affairs or avoiding these affairs and staying away from them. Either avoiding them entirely if he's already safe from them, or to work on removing them and extracting them from the heart. And these are something that the people are tried with. And this is from the test from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the one who makes effort and one who strives, Allah Azza wa Jal, he will give him success. He will give him success. From the signs or from the fruits, yani the foul and filthy, corrupted fruits of kibr, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that whenever a person he's advised properly, or there is an admonition, he will not accept it. He will not accept it. He will not benefit from it. He will reject it. Beautiful admonition comes, and he will hear and listen to it, and know that it's truth, and then he will not comply to it or follow it, or that he will know that the advice is correct, and that he is in need of it, and it's in the proper place, in the proper manner. Then he will not accept it, and he will belie it or deny it, and the likes like this. That which carries him to do that is arrogance. Likewise, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that whenever he himself gives a mu'idah, whenever he himself gives advice, he would do it harshly and rudely. He would do it harshly and rudely. Why is that? And this is from kibr. Why is that? Oh, we will go back to the Prophet's definition, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is kibr? Ghamtunnas. So here, even in the case of somebody, he's giving advice. He's yani ya'mur bil ma'roof aw yanha 'anil munkar, but he has kibr in his heart. The signs that he has kibr in his heart, and that he's not sincere with Allah Azza wa Jal, that he's doing that for his own soul, is that he will do it harshly. He'll be rude. He'll be mean. He will command the truth. He will forbid the evil. He would advise the people, but he'll do it harshly and rudely, in a rude and harsh manner. Waliyadu billah, this is a sign of the presence of kibr in the heart of this person. Likewise, whenever somebody does not accept his advice, he'll get mad and upset. Not for the sake of Allah, and he didn't accept his own advice. Somebody didn't take his advice, and sometimes advice is just that, it's advice, and it's not always an obligation to accept the advice of somebody. Maybe somebody, he will make counsel with somebody. He will get counsel and seek somebody's opinion in the issue. What should I do in this circumstance? And it's not something that is legislatively binding. It's not something that it's the advice here is not about halal and haram. It's about advice about a move one should make or should not make, and so on and so forth. Maybe should I marry this woman or not marry this woman? Can I get some consultation from you, for example? And then maybe he will advise him to marry him, to marry her. And then he will make his istikhara, and they will come in his heart. He don't want to marry her. He don't want to marry her. So he didn't take his advice. This person here, if he has kibr in his heart, then he will get mad about that. Oh, he don't take my advice. He don't take my advice. And not for the sake of Allah. And he just gave his position and he let him know. If the person he finds that beneficial and follows it, alhamdulillah. And if he chooses another way, alhamdulillah, it's advice.
It's advice and consultation in this affair. It's not a ruling that's binding that has to be followed. And whoever doesn't follow it is misguided. And some people don't like that. If you don't follow their opinion, and yet if you don't agree with them in that which they think is right, and affairs that are not set in stone, any affairs that are not from the halal and the haram and from the aqidah and so on and so forth, and if you don't follow them, then they'll leave you, or they'll belittle you, or they'll dislike you, or they'll cut you off. And the likes like this, all of this is a sign of kibir. Of kibir, it's opinion. It's a personal choice and a decision. Everybody has opinions, and everybody knows what's best for his own soul, and he can either agree with you or disagree with you in that. And if we disagree in these affairs right here, this is something that's allowed. Maybe he found something out about the woman made him not want to marry her. Maybe he found a better option or a better option to marry, and therefore he moved in this way. Maybe something happened in his finances, or maybe. In any case, he didn't accept that person's advice or follow his consultation. This doesn't mean that he's rejecting him or belittling him. Rather, this was just consultation and advice. With the one who has kibar in his heart, what will he do? يَغْضَبُ لِذَلِكَ. He'll get mad about that. He'll get upset about that. And even sometimes he'll go worse until he'll boycott that person, and he will not talk to him, or he will not want to be around him anymore, so on and so forth, until he calms down and cools down. And all of this is a sign of arrogance in the heart. A believer, he will not be like that. And likewise, any arrogance, again, also comes in teaching and the likes. And the one who has it in his heart, whenever he teaches, he will teach harshly and rudely, and he will belittle the students. He will talk to them like they're nothing. What you don't know, you can't learn. How many times do I have to tell you? So on and so forth. And this is a foul way, and this is a sign of arrogance. Or he will use the students and belittle them and use them for personal moves and gains in his own personal life here and there, and using them and using his status and rank. Or he will use his position as a teacher, so on and so forth, to get affairs in the dunya and to get cheap prices in the markets. And he will use this intentionally as a means of getting the dunya. This is all of a sign of a corrupt intention and a corrupt heart, and likewise that he has kibr, and that he is not being humble with regards to the knowledge that he's carrying. This is all something that the people they should be aware of. The people they should be aware of. And those who look at others, for example, and this is something that Shaytan, he tries to mislead the people with, especially those who are involved in knowledge, and especially those who are involved in worship. This is one of the avenues that Shaytan, he will come to the people of knowledge and the students of knowledge. And he will try to coerce them and whisper to them, وَيَنْفُخُ فِيهِمْ, until they think that they're better than others because of their knowledge. And they think that they're higher in rank, and they'll start to belittle the people and look down on the people because of their knowledge. Or likewise, those who not necessarily are seeking knowledge need to be upon the path of students of knowledge, but they start learning and they start following the sunnah. And they start seeing other individuals around them who are upon misguidance, or other individuals around them who are ignorant of the sunnah, and they'll start to belittle them, and they'll start to look down upon them, and they'll start to find fault with them, and the likes like this. And this is not a sign of truthfulness, and this is not a sign of humbleness. But rather, a believer, if he's given success to have knowledge, if he's given a good understanding of the religion, a proper understanding, and that knowledge is beneficial for him, it will sink into his heart, and it will cause him to fear Allah, and it will cause him to be humble before Allah, and he will be thankful. And he'll be thankful. Likewise, a believer, if he's given success to be from those who devote himself to worship, and he starts to have concern with his obligatory actions of worship, and likewise non-obligatory actions of worship, and he starts devoting himself in this manner, this is something that's a favor from Allah. So therefore, he will see this as a favor from Allah, not from him, not looking at the other people. Some of them will say, oh, well, I pray this day, and I pray the night prayer, and I get up at this time, and I recite this much portion of the Quran every day, and I fast on this day, and I fast on that day, and I made Hajj this many times, and I did. But a believer, he will not be like that. If he was given success to do that, this is a favor from Allah, and this is good, but he will realize it's a blessing from Allah. Therefore, he will be humble. He'll be humble before Allah. Then whenever he sees other people who do not have this blessing, whenever he sees other people who are ignorant of the knowledge that he possesses, and who are not upon the worship that he's upon, or do not have the health, the wealth that he has, or the health that he has, or the prosperity that he has, or the virtue that he has, then his truth with Allah Azza wa Jal, his truthfulness and honesty in his deen will cause him to remember the favor of Allah upon him. Cause him to remember the favor of Allah upon him, and instead of being arrogant and pride and looking down upon them and belittling them, he will feel sorry for them, and he will have pity on them, and he will want good for them, and he will take the means to try to direct them and to help them, instead of belittling them and using them and mocking them and putting them down as if they're despicable and looking at them like they're animals, or like they're nothing, or like they have no value, like they can be used and that they can be stepped on and the likes like this. He will not do that. Rather, he will see if somebody who's tried and say, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma abtalahu bi. All praise and thanks is to Allah who has saved me from what he tried him from. If he sees somebody who is upon ignorance, or somebody who's upon misguidance, or somebody who is poor, or somebody who's tried in his family, or somebody who's tried in his wealth or in his health and the likes like this, and he sees in himself that he has wealth, or he has knowledge, or he is upon piety and righteousness, this will cause him to be more humble and to remember the favor of Allah upon him. And this is the one who is truthful with Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the one who has the arrogance in his heart, then this is what he will do. He will belittle them, and he will look down upon them, and he will find fault with them, and he will mock them, and he will feel like he's better than them. So the issue here is not somebody will not be better than somebody. Nah, no doubt the believers are better than the disbelievers. The believers are better than the disbelievers. And the righteous from the Muslims are better than those who are sinful. But the one who is truly righteous, he will not look at himself like that. He will not look at himself like that. If he sees that he has good with him in his deen, if he sees that he has good with him in his dunya, he knows it's a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal, a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, and this would increase him in humbleness, and humbleness before Allah, and humbleness before Allah. And from the completion of that is that he will be humble to the people, that he will be humble to the people, and he will not belittle them, and he will not mock them, and he will not put them down. Rather, he have pity on them. May Allah guide him. Alhamdulillah, maybe he'll see somebody on the street, and if somebody is truthful, he'll remember maybe he used to be just like that person or worse. So instead of, what is he, look at that, he will not laugh at him and mock him. He'll say, Alhamdulillah, Allah save me from that. How many people are in that situation, walking down the street, and they're arrogant, and they're boastful, and they're pride, and they don't even have money to put a shirt on their back. We see them on the street many times. We see them on the street many times, going down the street right here and walking, and you can see the arrogance and pride in their heart, and they're talking to themselves and rapping and so on and so forth, and you can find you see he does not even have a home, and he's living on the street. And he's living on the street, but his heart is full of arrogance and pride, and he's rapping through the street like he's the king of kings. Like he's the king of kings, but ya'udhu billah. So a believer, he sees that and he will not look at that, oh look at this clown. He will say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah save me from that. Alhamdulillah, Allah save me from that. Because the one who's not thankful, Allah can strip that from him and make him the same way. Allah can strip that from him and make him the same way. And so the person who has good with him in his deen and in his dunya, this in reality should make him humble. Should make him humble. And this is because the blessings are from Allah. And kibr is not the sifa of a mu'min. It's not the attribute of a believer. And in reality, al-kibra or al-kibriya, wal-azama, this is the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. From his beautiful names, al-mutakabbir. From his beautiful names, al-mutakabbir, al-azim, al-kabir, al-muta'al, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the greatest. He is the greatest. He is the most high. He is the supreme, and he's the greatest in all of his attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the greatest, and nothing is bigger than him. And he is the one who has the kibriya and the attributes of perfection. And this belongs to him. And for this reason, he has made it haram. And from the major sins, for the creation to try to have these attributes, or to pretend they have these attributes. And the creation could never have the attribute of perfection, where he deserves to have kibriya and arrogance and pride and the likes like this. Rather, this is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is dhul kibriya wal azama. وَالْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So therefore, the one who realizes this and submits to this and surrenders to this, in this manner he will truly find arifa, and he will be raised. And the one who belies this and denies this, and he will be lowered accordingly. He'll be lowered accordingly. So the one who truly has kibr in his heart, and he thinks that he's better than others, wallahi, he's lower than all of them.
Wallahi, he's lower than all of them, and that he's despicable to the people. And likewise, he is insignificant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will be dealt with contrary to what is in his heart. And this is from the issues the people of knowledge, they mention from the principle, Al-Mu'amala bi-naqil al-qasd. Al-Mu'amala bi-naqil al-qasd. That somebody who has a foul intention, and he's going about his affairs in a foul way, in order to achieve something, he will be dealt with contrary to that. He'll be dealt with contrary to that. So the one who tries to be big and boastful and thinks he's better than the people and to be lofty and high above them, on the day of resurrection, he will come and he will be the littlest of the people. And he will be the most insignificant of the people. And this has come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's a narration from Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُحْشَرُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمْثَالَ الذَّرِّ فِي سُوَرِ الرِّجَالِ. That the mutakabbirun, the arrogant and boastful and proud, on the day of resurrection, they will be resurrected the likes of dhar. What is the dhar? The smallest ant. They will be resurrected on the day of resurrection like the smallest ant in the forms of men. أَمْثَالَ الذَّرِّ فِي سُوَرِ الرِّجَالِ. They're going to be in the forms of men, but they're going to be the size of ants. They're going to be the size of little ants. يُحْشَرُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمْثَالَ الذَّرِّ فِي سُورِ الرِّجَالِ فِي سُورِ الرِّجَالِ يَغْشَاهُمَ الذُّلُّ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. That the arrogant and boastful and proud, they will be resurrected on the day of resurrection, the likes of small ants in the form of men. And humiliation will engulf them from every place, from everywhere. They will be engulfed. And humiliation, surrounded by humiliation. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيُسَاقُونَ إِلَى سِجْنٍ فِي جَهَنَّمَ يُسَمَّى بُولَس. And they'll be driven in this manner. In this, they're small, and they're insignificant, and they're surrounded by humiliation and degradation, and they'll be driven to a prison. They'll be driven to a prison in the hellfire that's called بُولَس. تَعْلُوهُمْ نَارُ النِّيرَانِ. And the blazing fire will engulf them, and it will engulf them. وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ عُصَارَةِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ طِينَةِ الْخَبَالِ. And they will be given to drink from the wounds of the people of the hellfire. And they will be given to drink from the wounds of the people of the hellfire. And this is the recompense for them. Whenever they thought that they were bigger and better than the people in this life, whenever they thought that they're bigger and better and higher and loftier than the people of this life, this is how they'll be resurrected on the day of resurrection. They will be small and insignificant. And they'll be covered with humiliation. And they will be driven to a prison inside of the hellfire, waliyadhu billah. And the drink that they will drink there is not the delight of the delightful drinks, but rather that which proceeds from the wounds of the people of the hellfire, waliyadhu billah. So this is the result of kibr and having this foul trait in one's heart. The author rahimahullah ta'ala, he is indicating this issue here in the next narration. He says, wa li ahmad wa sahahahu ibn hibban min hadith abi sa'id radiyallahu anhu rafa'ahu man tawadda'a lillahi darajatan rafa'ahu allah biha darajatan hatta yaj'alahu fi a'la illiyin wa man takabbara على الله درجة وضعه الله بها درجة حتى يجعله في أسفل سافلين في أسفل سافلين. So the author, he mentioned this, been narrated from Ahmed, and this narration has been authenticated by Ibn Hibban رحمهم الله تعالى, from the hadith of Abi Sa'id رفعه, meaning it's ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that whoever he lowers himself and humbles himself before Allah a rank, then Allah will raise him by way of that a rank. Until he puts him in the highest level of al-Iliyin, the highest level from the levels of paradise. And whoever is arrogant and boastful and proud towards Allah Azza wa Jal in one rank or level, then Allah will lower him by way of that a level or a rank, a daraja, until he will lower him all the way to the lowest levels of the safirin, meaning the lowest ranks of the hellfire. This narration is a weak narration, but the meaning has been established in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And the meaning is a correct meaning in general. But it has come in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا تَوَاضَعَ
أحد لله إلا رفعه الله. ما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله.
That no one has ever humbled himself before Allah Azza wa Jal, and with compliance and submission and surrender to His commandments, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and abiding by His legislation, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله.
Except that Allah will raise his rank.
Except that Allah will raise his rank. So the one who humbles himself and he submits to Allah as a Muslim with his Islam, and he complies to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he turns away from his desires and whims, and shows preference to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal over everything else, and the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is the means to have high rank and high status. This is the means to have high rank and high status. In order to do that, one has to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise the rights that He has given to the creation. The rights that He has given to the creation. And that He would fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and the rights of the people that is upon Him. That is upon Him. In this manner, His rank can be raised. After this, the author he says, وَدِ الطَّبَرَانِي عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا رَفَعَهُ. And also from the collected by الطَّبَرَانِي from the Hadith Ibn Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, that is ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكِبْرِ فَإِنَّ الْكِبْرَ يَكُونُ فِي الرَّجُلِ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَبَاءَ. The author he says, رواته ثقات. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, beware of arrogance, because verily arrogance will be inside of a man, and he's poor. And this is the meaning of the narration, and he's poor. And so this narration likewise is very weak, but the meaning is correct, and the meaning also has come in an authentic narration, that some people, they may think that arrogance is only going to be with those who are wealthy, or those who are virtuous, and those who have rank and status, but that's not the case. Even somebody who is poor, even somebody who is insignificant in society, he can be afflicted with this disease, and he can have arrogance and be boastful and proud. And the likes like this. And also it has come from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That there are three types of people that Allah would not speak to on the day of resurrection. لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That Allah would not speak to them, nor would He purify them, and they have a severe punishment on the day of resurrection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Shaykhun zanin wa malikun kathab wa a'ilun mustakbir. The one who is an old man, he's an old man and he is a fornicator, waliyadu billah. And the one who is a king, he's a king and he's a liar, a lying king. And likewise, the one who is proud, the proud and arrogant, poor person, a'ilun mustakbir, al-faqir al-mustakbir. And so this is something that is even more despicable. To commit fornication is despicable, and to continue doing that even whenever the desires are weak and one becomes old is even more despicable. And for a person to lie, this is despicable. But to have authority and to have power in the land, no need to lie whatsoever, and he still is lying. This is even more despicable. And likewise, to be arrogant and to have pride and to be boastful over the people and to belittle the people, so on and so forth, this is foul. But to do that whenever a person, he is poor and he's nothing that's better than the people, but still in his heart he has this arrogance and pride, this is even more disgusting and more serious, yani for him. So this is something that is established, that a person, maybe he will be lowly, maybe he'll be despicable to himself, but in his heart he has kibr, in his heart he has arrogance, in his heart he has this haughtiness, and he thinks that he's better than others. Yeah, and he has nothing that would deserve him to feel like that, not financially and not in status in society and the likes like that. And still on top of that, he's still afflicted and tried by this foul and this filthy manner. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the end of the chapter. The author, he has mentioned clarifying this issue. After this, he mentioned the chapter Babu Dhikri Al-Ujbi. Babu Dhikri Al-Ujb. The chapter with regard to the mention of self-amazement. With regard to the mention of self-amazement. And as we've seen in the previous class, Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned that self-amazement, it comes from kibr.
Some of the people, they mention opposite, other than that. Self-amazement is first, and then kibr comes. And Allah knows best. But the author, he mentioned the narration of Ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu. Who knows his name? Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He died in the year 32. He is from the first and foremost to accept Islam. And he accepted Islam in the very, very beginning with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made the hijrah to Habasha with those who first made the hijrah, radiyallahu anhu. And he came back whenever they thought that the things had lightened in the beginning. They first made hijrah to Habasha, and some of them came back. And whenever they found that the issue was still dangerous and the punishment was still present, they went back. But Ibn Mas'ud, he went inside Mecca after coming back from the hijrah, and they punished him and they harmed him greatly, radiyallahu anhu. And he made the hijrah likewise with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Al-Madinah. And it's been mentioned about him from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari that whenever he came to Al-Madinah in the beginning, they thought that Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and his mother were from the family of the Prophet. They thought that they were from the family of the Prophet because of how often they would be with him and going in his home. That Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and his mother, they're going into the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and leaving with the Prophet, so much so that in the beginning they thought that they were his family members. They were his family members. It's been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari from the hadith of Hudhaifa radiyallahu anhu that he said, "Ashbahu nas dallan wa samtan wa hadyan bi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam li ibn ummi abd." That the one who resembled the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in his manners and etiquettes and his demeanor was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.